Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us live in the studio is the one and only Jill Sobule. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, everyone.
It's great to have you here. You're such a brilliant, vibrant, effervescent presence, and it's great to have you.
Gosh, is that all? No, thank you. It's that's wild.
Well, I've known you for quite some time. And a million years ago, we did a couple of fun things together at different radio stations. And then with this one, we did a couple of shows. I hung out with you at Clearwater and introduced you. You gave me a songbook that day of Jill Sobule songs, which, you know, I can break out I Kissed a Girl at any time. And that's always fun. And we did this little show together at the Bearsville Theater, and you had one of our friends and neighbors, Danny Bloom, playing with you.
We love Danny
Bloom. And he came up and played with you, and it was a cool event in the lounge, great crowd, and you put on an amazing show. And afterwards and beforehand, we talked on stage, on the radio, and... Well, during the show, actually, thank you for including me in as part of your show, but we came up with the idea of having WJIL, a Jill Sobule radio station. You said you were going to get one. How's it coming along?
It's I haven't gotten the funding yet, but you know what? We're almost there. So if people hearing this can give me $600,000.
Just a little.
I think I can get further to the goal.
Okay, WJIL might be a reality one day. I'm looking forward to it.
You never know who's listening.
It's true. And, well, I do know that you're going to hire me. So that's kind
of cool. Of course.
Yeah.
And I'll pay well.
Oh, thank you. We love that. Generosity is always appreciated. Jill, you have a show coming up, and it's going to be songs from F, the seventh grade, and more. This is at the Falcon in Marlboro. This is coming off a great run of theater shows of F, the seventh grade, which is sort of autobiographical, isn't it?
It's a musical memoir, and we've done it with at a little theater. We did four runs of it in New York City called The Wild Project. And I have this incredible band, but I'm going to be doing it solo. But I do have some of the parts. I mean, there's, you know, so if you want to play one of the girls that bullied me.
I could jump in and do that?
You don't have to memorize it. I'll give it to you.
All right, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Right, I'll work on that.
Okay.
And now, a lot of the music from the Broadway show, or off-Broadway, is songs that are in your repertoire, songs that you've written, and you've woven a way to present them with some great stories, which you've always done. So now you brought this on to Broadway, and how's the reaction?
Well, we were New York Times Critics Pick, and we were up for a Drama Desk Award, which is, we were up against all these Broadway productions, and we're just so small-timey. I mean, if anyone's listening, The Wild Project is, like all little theaters right now, are having a hard time, and so they're doing a fundraiser, and they need a lot less than the $600,000 that I do. But The Wild Project, yeah, great little theater. But it's a hard time for theater, especially smaller theaters, and no one's getting federal grants, let me tell you that.
So the show, did it have good attendance each show? Were they all sold out?
Yeah, they weren't all sold out, but almost all sold out. That's a lot of them were sold out. And a lot of people came back several times, but it was a show, I think, that everyone kind of related to, like dealing with that, the seventh grade, the worst year of everybody's life. Although in my scientific research, I found that for girls, it's seventh and eighth grade, but I found out for boys, men, that they, it was a couple years later, like the first year of high school. Maybe it's because girls mature more earlier.
Or the hormones but, kick in earlier.
Anyway. Yeah. But in general, it's a terrible year for all.
And you're around 13 then.
You're around 13, yes.
Very tricky time. So for you, you're able to express the period in your life that was a pivotal turning point for you and put it into song. And, of course, your acting. Who wrote all the parts in between?
Well, I got together with this amazing playwright, Liza Birkenmeier, and she would just tape my conversations. And so a lot of it is just my blathering, but she was genius in the way that she put it together like a jigsaw puzzle. And we're working again on another project. Mm. So it was so great. And the people, from the director to the set designer to Liza and the band, it was, we became family. And what was amazing is the first time we did it was during COVID at the Pittsburgh City Theater, and it was at a makeshift drive-in. Huh. And we all had to quarantine together, which was so much fun.
6 feet apart and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the show was really weird because we played for cars. It was like a Stephen King novel. All I could see was headlights. And if they liked the song, you'd see, you'd
they
honk.
They would flash them.
Yeah, and flash them.
Wow, what an experience that must have been. So tell me more about your seventh grade life.
Well, it was in Denver, Colorado. And, you know, I always felt different than everyone else. And in seventh grade, you know, little girls can be little. We can't say the B word.
Yeah.
But or the C word.
We got you now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they can be.
So, and I always feel like I said, you know, somewhere in the play that Freud had it wrong, you know, that you know, he said it's the first week or month or year that makes you who you are. And I think, no, it's seventh grade. And what's interesting, so it takes it from that period, but then it moves on towards the beginning of my career through almost now, but the you know, not as interesting. But and it just shows that it resonates throughout your life. And yeah. Here's the interesting thing is that it takes place in Denver. I played a couple off like night shows of music from seventh grade, and I played it in front of the people who I hadn't seen since then, and some of the girls that terrorized me. They spent $40 for me to rip them apart. And I did not change their names. And now we're like best buds, all of us.
Wow, really?
And yeah. And then I realized that everyone was almost as miserable as me. Huh. And then if I would have known that, that would have been great comfort.
Yeah. And trying to navigate that time of your life. And everyone's struggling.
Everyone's
while
struggling.
You feel it internally.
Yeah.
And you never know until you a little bit older and you go, huh, I was going through that too. Well, Jill, you're holding a guitar. It's always a treasure to hear you play and sing. Would you entertain us?
Yeah. Any song you want to hear specifically?
You know what? I could name a whole bunch and I don't know if you'd play them, but I'd like to hear what you want to play.
Well, should we do something from seventh grade?
I think that would be great.
Well, here's one that I think kind of starts it off, you know, like it's about my first breakup, and it wasn't romantic. It wasn't with one person. It was with the whole group of girls. But let me ask you guys, there's three other people here.
Yeah.
And the band, I miss, there's this kind of Burt Bacharach background vocals. If you guys don't mind singing them, I'll show you what it does. I go... It goes, someday, someday, some way. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Retainers and braces for all pretty faces. Startup bras, shirts made of gauze on a soft focus field with the sunset behind. Strawberry gloss. Older girls with the sun in hair. Then my best friend became aware of the boys after school. She began to wear strawberry gloss. Get ready. Someday, someday, some way, some way. Calling, and I will be falling, and sometime I'll find someone to love me too. Ooh. Hot Wheels and comic books hidden away for 17 magazine and Gina Tay. So I kiss the mirror to see how I taste strawberry gloss. It was a terrible time and no one explained. Everyone suffers, let me just say. Some had it worse and some feel lost. Here I am waiting for you in strawberry gloss. Get ready. Here we go. Some days, some way, some way, love will be calling and I will be falling. And sometime I'll find someone to love me too. One more time. Someday I'll say it's what made me and no regrets maybe. And sometime I'll find someone to love me. Someone to love me.
An unforgettable smell and an unforgettable taste as well. Strawberry gloss.
And, you know, I mentioned Gina Tay.
Yeah.
And there were some people who came to the show. There were people that knew.
Gina?
That there was a bunch of people that brought me bottles of Gina Tay.
Wow.
The show. It's, as a joke, it's horrible. I don't know if anyone out there remembers, but it was like the first scent, you know, like maybe your parents had, you know, for the bathroom, for bubble bath, but anyway.
Well, that was cool. And that is one of the songs of F the Seventh Grade. And folks can check out songs from F the Seventh Grade and more. So a lot of the songs, as we mentioned, are in the production. And a lot of them are just really repertoire songs that are in the show.
Right, so. And a cast record is coming out.
With the band?
With the band.
Oh, cool.
It should be out next month.
All right. Looking forward to that.
So look out for that. And also this summer, I can't believe it. Mm. My record, the Jill Sobey record that had like I Kissed a Girl, Supermodel.
Debut album.
30th anniversary, and Rhino's re-releasing it, and I'm gonna do they're gonna have vinyl,
really,
and we're gonna have reddish pink vinyl. Who doesn't want that?
Everyone would want that.
Yeah.
Now what are your favorite songs that you wrote that are in the play or in your repertoire? What are some of the favorite tunes that you have written Do you enjoy playing them, or do you keep them to yourself?
Oh, that's not, you know, like Sophie's Choice. They're what a horrible reference. They're all my children. They're all my children. But it depends on the mood I'm in. Like, you know, a lot of the ballads I really love, but this is radio. Would you like me to play one?
Sure, I would.
All right.
What do you have one in mind?
Well, I think I'm going to play this one because it's a good sing-along too. And it's really not part of the show, but we come back from the encore and we sing it. And it is really a happy song about the apocalypse.
Carry on. Jill Sobule, 98.1 KZE.
Tomorrow the ground may shake, like they said it was bound to happen one day, and the Hollywood sign will fall. The final call. Don't you fret and don't be blue. You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow we could all be gone. When the Russian gangsters sell the bomb and the boat goes running from the sea, 100-foot swells over Venice Beach. Don't be scared and take my hand. We'll swim into the promised land. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow a tiny virus may grow in everyone, and it's not the cold. Or a hole in the sky will open wide. The aliens land on the 105. If it comes to that, what can we do? You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. I said a boom, boom, crash, crash underneath the overpass. Burning buildings, flying glass, a good life. On the day the earth stood still, we won't have to pay our bills. As the mud slides down the hill, a good life. We won't have to make our beds, break out the booze, and like I said, let's have a ball before we're dead. A good life, let the pious rise above. We'll go down in our sweet love. It was a good. Everybody here, sing with me. And in the radio audience up there, one, two, three. It's a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. This is it. It was a good, good.
Our friend, the one and only Jill Sobule. Don't miss Jill Sobule Live, Songs from F, the Seventh Grade, and more. This is happening tonight at 7:30. That's when the music starts. You can dine from 5:30 till 9 p.m., but the music starts at 7:30, so get there early, get a spot. You can go out and check out the Marlboro Falls on the deck, and then go back inside and enjoy a great set of music, Songs from F, the Seventh Grade, and more. Do you do Bitter?
I do Bitter.
Do you do Verbania Bridge?
No, but I will if anyone wants it. You know, I do requests because, unless it's like, you know, air supply covers, things that I, you know, I know and do. But, you
well,
know.
Cool. All right. Well, there you have it. Don't miss Jill Sobule live at thefalcon.com for tickets and further information. Jill, how can folks stay in touch with you?
They can, you know, go to my Instagram, leave a message, go to my Facebook, leave a message. I always get back with people.
Cool. All right.
And well, have people go to, I realize I never have people go to my mailing list anymore.
Huh.
So right. They should do that, JillSobule.com. I'm going to, they, people tell me I should be more active.
Do you send out
that.
Postcards with the mail?
I should. Wouldn't that
yeah,
be so
that
great?
Be awesome. All
wouldn't
right.
that be? Yeah, I won't, but it's really fantastic.
All right. Well, we got things to look forward to. Jill Sobule live at the Falcon in Marlboro. Don't miss it tonight, 7:30. Thanks for coming, Jill. Anything else you want to say to the folks?
Just, I think everyone, you're all swell. This is, I wish there was more radio like this everywhere. That would be so great for artists like myself and all others. And thank you for that.
You're welcome. And you heard it from her. Go out, support live music. And thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.